KE4ZYQ, didn't hear anybody. At least I didn't. But, yeah, I'm in an HOA. I'm in a condo. And I got that attic antenna, which I'm sure Sean knows or remembers hearing one time, 10 times or more. But, yeah, the thing about this guy, Chris, that I just mentioned, not to brag, like I said at all, is when I got to know him early on, a year and a half, 2 years ago, on the radio for the Clarkston Repeater Net, and got to know he did the net control at times, and he was living with his mother in a trailer, and his mother was elderly and had some health issues, and he worried about her before she actually passed away shortly after I got to know him, and he was living in a trailer by himself, and when this incident happened with him before it did, I was praying before his mother died, and I prayed that I would win maybe a lottery or something, could pay for all his care and people to come to the house to help him over time, and I believed in prayer and a supreme being, just to say, and I prayed, man, can I help him? Please give me some money somehow. I can give him thousands of dollars so he can pay for care at his house or, you know, medical care, whatever, and pay off his trailer if I could or whatever. Instead of me having that happen, the other thing happened. So I guess I helped him in the prayer that I had for him, and it was just gave me chills afterwards once I settled down. When he got to the hospital, I settled down. I thought, wow, I asked to help him. I didn't know this was going to be what happened. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, well, just, you know, like I said, hold on to that. That's a great story and, you know, and a great, you know, we horse around with this stuff and whatnot, but things like that are worth noting, you know, and worth sharing. And I'm sure it felt really, really, you know, good to, you know, be able to save his life, literally. You know, it's, you know, with your radio and your observational skills as well. So you got that. But, yeah, good stuff, good stuff. There's always something you can do. We're looking, this ARPSC group up here is getting real active, getting a lot of nice, you know, nice active people, younger guys too, that are mobile, and they're looking forward to really doing some meaningful stuff, right? And we're trying very desperately to make sure we get them out for some seriously meaningful work, and you know, that's part of the problem is, you know, I belong to a few committees with this is work related, and the ones that don't get anything done, you know, they die quickly. People lose interest. They don't want to come anymore. You know, you got to accomplish something, or people just say, I got better things to do with my time. So that's kind of a segue, really. It's tangentially related to what we're talking about, but we're trying to make some opportunities for more good work to get done for people and with using the radio and all that. And yeah, I got faith that the group that's in there now is moving in that direction. This is W8FU. Donald.